The Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Good evening, good afternoon, wherever you be in the world. This is Ralph Kermit Winterode II with the Ralph Winterode Show, coming to you live out of Alaska. And I'm going to talk about some political stuff. I just can't resist. So it's so important to understand what's going on. And then we're going to get back to real, it's called unassailable facts. They can't be challenged. There is absolutely no doubt that the Internal Revenue Code, not the Internal Revenue, Title 26 United States Code, because the Internal Revenue Code has never actually been, quote, put into positive law, but it just mirrors it. So the judges have said, oh, well, you know, it's kind of close. It's pretty close. It mirrors it, so it's like horseshoes. Well, horseshoes don't work in law. But there is absolutely no doubt, an unassailable fact, Internal Revenue Code is only if you are a citizen of the United States. And it makes no difference where the domicile is. You can be in Mexico, got a case on that. Makes no difference because you're receiving a benefit of a citizen of the United States. A citizen of the United States has no right of suffrage or elective franchise. So they have no say-so in the national government or the local government. So what do we got? They have no right. It's got Supreme Court's ruled it in the District of Columbia. They've ruled it outside. 15th Amendment is irrelevant. Vote is just showing up at the building. We just can't have any armed guards out there keeping you from going in, or racist or whatever. You have no right. So when you go vote as a citizen of the United States, you are not voting for a Republican form of government, the three branches of government. And guess what? The 10th Amendment doesn't even apply. The 10th Amendment was only for the people of the several states and the several states. And now that we've got the National Voter Registration Act, there are no public officers in these United States. They don't exist. There's no elections for them. Curtis Lysons brought this up last week here in North Carolina. He was just trying to get the nature and the cause, and he brought up this, and the judge threw him in jail for contempt of court. He won't answer my questions. Well, I can't answer. The judge said he's working on both sides of the fence, which, of course, is a lie. He can't work on both sides because there is no election for any, quote, public officers. There is no elections for them. And the courts have ruled the 10th Amendment doesn't have application under the National Voter Registration Act. Well, you know, the 10th Amendment worked really good, clear up to the 12th. And all of a sudden, there's an amendment that the 10th Amendment doesn't have any application. I mean, this is like black and white logic. These are some of the things I'm going to be talking about today, but I cannot let go of a couple things here. This Juicy Smollett, or whatever this black guy's name is up there, and I think he's out of Chicago. Oh, my gosh, I had these people with Make America Great hats on, and they were shouting, Make America Great, and they put a rope around my neck, and, of course, I didn't remember all this till the next day, and, God, he can't even make it. These guys aren't even good liars. Now it seems that we have a problem from the two Nigerian bodybuilders. They just had to be black too. They just had to give them $3,500 each. And they left the country, come back, and they coughed up what's going on. He was going to give them another $500. But, oh, he was not going to admit it. It's all a lie. I was just looking at Breitbart. 15 celebrities who blame Trump, deplorables, for the hoax attack. Oh, my gosh, he just said it, so it must be true because he's black and he's racist. Oh, yeah. Really. Tucker Carlson came up with an amazing thing I have been pondering over it for a long time, and Bill Still had it on his BI, Bill Still. Identity politics. I have not been able to understand how they get all of these Democrats to vote lock, stock, and barrel together. And the quote Republicans or the rhinos and all the other variations of whatevers don't. And it's so simple. Identity politics. I am a black person. And I have been brainwashed. Everything that's happened is because of the slavery, and I am supposed to hate Trump because he's the guy that's keeping me down. That's why I don't have a job. Of course, the unemployment's the lowest ever been in history. So hopefully some of the blacks are waking up now. But they hate Trump. I am a war hoop in Alaska. Or wherever, a native. And I'm not getting all my benefits because I was here first. And I'm taught to hate Trump. I'm an illegal. The reason why I can't come into this country is because Trump is trying to keep me out. I hate Trump. So what do we do? Everybody that hates Trump, your personal reasons for whatever your problem are, the thing is, hate Trump. So now, what party is against hate Trump? The Democrats. So therefore, we get all of these identity politics, all these people that have nothing in common, a lot of them, the illegals, nothing in common, with the blacks, with the natives, with the gun grabbers, all these people all hate Trump. So if you hate Trump under identity politics, well, then therefore there's only one party available, because that Democratic Party is a socialist, Marxist, anarchist party of Baphomet, Satan, the goat man. They are pure freaking evil. Pure evil. But if they all join together because they have a common hate of one person that's done amazing things since he's been in 2 years with all of the Democrats against him, a whole bunch of rhinos, of which we got one up here, Murkowski, that's right up there with Schumer. Oh, what a piece of excrement she is. Unbelievable. She even had to cheat to get elected. And the people in Alaska, oh, nothing we can do. And the Republicans put her right back in charge after she lost the Republican primary. She gets a bunch of $800,000 from the War Hoop, the Native corporations, and they get around and fill up a whole jillion bunch of voter things, where they're not their absentee ballots. Well, just a couple of people with the same signature on all of them. You think we might, and then they're getting around and they show they were giving them money. Oh, but that's not a problem. There's nothing we can do. And they put her back into the Republican Party, and she's back in the committees again. It's unbelievable. The corruption, the evil. That arch of Baal, or Baal, as it's called in America, but Baal, that was made, and I did a thing on last week, constructed 11 tons of it in London, moved to, on a coincidental with certain holiday, Bethane, where they get around and they sacrifice young children in the fire. Oh, yeah, let's go for that. Love them young children. Then they moved it to across the street or from front of the New York office where the mayor is, and he gets out there and says, oh, this is a symbol of freedom. It is. Freedom from all morality, freedom from the Ten Commandments, freedom from the Creator. It's our freedom to eat, drink, and be merry. Then they moved it to Dubai with some conference or something. I forget. I don't have my notes in front of me, but some national conference thing that old Obama got started. All of these nations show up there. Just happens to coincidentally be on the same date as that. Then it goes to Italy on another date with the G7 or G20, I think it was G7 thing. Then we, at the Goddard Tunnel, 35.6 miles in Switzerland, deepest and longest tunnel, railroad tunnel in the world, they have this Baphomet guy dressed up as Satan, and they have homosexual acts in front of it being performed. And the people are, yay! Satan's time is limited. Getting out, he's realizing that. There ain't no doubt in my mind. It's right out in front of us anymore. They're just rubbing our noses in it. And he's panicking. But the people that come out, I don't know who listened to Trump's speech before he declared the executive order for $8 billion. He has accomplished tremendous things. Tremendous things with the Democrats all against him, the party of Satan, the rhinos that are against him, and a whole bunch of greedy Republicans and cowards. It's amazing. The lowest unemployment for blacks, women, Latinos, Asians. We got rid of NAFTA. We got the Korean guy to quit shooting missiles. We didn't join the stupid false it's amazing. Global warming. Now we call it climate change. If anybody's got an IQ above plus 80, climate change, the climate has been changing since God knows when. It's just climate change. So any change in the climate now is a problem because of man? Like they couldn't get away with global warming. Of course, we know it all goes back to the sunspots and the solar wind and the amount of clouds. This is all proven. I don't understand it. And then these people that you give this information to that you can prove, it's just like Dr. Judy Wood's book, Where Did the Towers Go? It was not airplanes. That's a fact. Never happened. Seven buildings went down. There are two airplanes supposedly hit. What happened to the other airplanes or the other buildings? Oh, they didn't go down by osmosis? I don't know. Did they just feel sorry for the other buildings? The only independent forensic research book, Where Did the Towers Go? By Dr. Judy Wood. And still we're pushing all this airplane crap and thermite nonsense that's used for welding and all that stuff, and then nuclear. None of these, if you engage your brain just a little bit and a little bit of logic, you'll see. But it's just like all these lies. These Democrats keep putting out lie after lie after lie, and of course the media is just the propaganda arm of the Democratic Party. Democratic Party was the party of the KKK. That was their paramilitary arm, and they accused Republicans. They were it. Then they go after David Duke. I think he's out of Louisiana because he was a member. Of course, we got old Byrd that was in the Senate. He was a grand hoo-ha in the KKK. Oh, but that's all right because he's a Democrat. The lack of the rule of law and justice. But the Bible tells us when you stand for the truth, you will be hated. If you stand for Christ, you will be hated because people do not want to hear the truth. They just don't. There's too many of them out there that just eat, drink, and be merry and have the freedom to do anything you want with no accountability. And anybody that can support that governor of Virginia and New York, Democratic Party, we could have a child born and make him comfortable. And then it's like in the Gladiator movie, well, let's give a thumbs up or a thumbs down whether we keep this child. You just can't make this stuff up. It's so evil, it shocks the conscience. It's just, I don't know what to say anymore. I mean, it's just right in our face. They're sacrificing children. They're killing all kinds of them. And it's murder. Oh, no, not the Democratic Party. That's a right of a woman to kill her baby. Of course, she's so damn stupid, she can't get around and figure out, I wonder what causes this. Oh, I can't afford birth control pills. I can't do any of that, or day after pills or whatever, or condom. Oh, we can't do that. See, I wouldn't be against abortion if all they did was kill the Democrats. Hey, that's one good way to get rid of them, the socialists. The heck? Like in Braveheart when they did old Longshanks. So the problem with Scotland, it's got too many Scots. So he initiated the problem with I forget what it's called right now, but where when they get married in Scotland, the guy that's over him from England would have marital, sex with the gal, so they breed them out. So just breed some Scots in, Scottish or English blood into those Scottish women. I don't know what to say. It's just, it boggles the mind. So, I guess that's enough on that. Oh, the other thing I wanted to mention, though, is I don't understand. If you listen to that Trump with all of the accomplishments that he's done this year, there is no doubt that the wall's got to be built. Now it's going to be built. There's no doubt of all of the MS-13, all of the drugs coming across, and all of these people, these poor people. Okay, I'm sorry they're poor, but fix your own damn your country. And then that idiot down there that had his little 200 or 300 or whatever showed up, and then some of them are running around with Mexican flags. Does that tell you something? They're not here for the right reasons. They can't come. We don't want them. Back in a minute.
We're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Well, we're back here, and I'm going to go over the cases we got going here that I'm involving research in. Richard Rappert's case, he sent on that writ of habeas corpus ad subjunctum, which is a common law writ. Don't need a statutory thing on it, but we were getting ready to take that into the Judge Gorsuch, which is you can go to an individual judge, and he's over the Eighth Circuit. He's the guy in the Eighth Circuit. Well, the judge waited till Rappert got out of jail before I could get this put together. It's just a one-man show here. So anyway, he comes back and said, well, you didn't actually state a procedural thing that it exhausted all state remedies. Well, it was in there. Didn't actually say that like that, so that's fine. So the writ of habeas corpus ad subjunctum, we have 30 days, so it'll be going in next week, back into that court, and we're invoking the District Court of the United States, which in 1948 was never repealed that I can find. What they did is they created a new court called the United States District Court. And the reviser's note says it is exercising the judicial power of a district court, not the judicial power of the United States in Article 3, Sections 1 and 2 of the Constitution of the United States, and by a single judge. That is the definition of a star chamber court, which is done by an inquisitor. He is exercising law and fact. It's in their judicial code. If you go look up their judicial code, most of these states, too, federal or state, They say that the judge, he's doing both. Because they have just, they've got a modern star chamber. They use the old trilemma trick. Just like they used that against Curtis Lyson last week. Answer the question. But I said, I can't answer the question. I need to know the nature and the cause of the action before I would need to know if I need an attorney. So they use what's called the Truel Trilemma. Number one, you will confess. I confess your sins. Well, I'm not in the Catholic Church. I'm not in Braveheart. At the end, confess your sins. Number two, it's got to be under the penalties of perjury. And number three, if you don't, guess what we're going to do? We'll find you in contempt of court like they did in Curtis, because he wouldn't answer the question, because he couldn't. Well, you're going to, until you give me the right answer, I'm going to throw your butt in jail. Or I'll take your property. Which we now know how they do it on reduced to judgments, and we now know how they do it on books and records. What they do is they always have a declaration. Always, by an IRS agent. They always have to have a public record attached. And if you do not rebut the declaration and the facts of the public record, and probably put on your own public record, but if you don't do those two things, you have lost the case and you have no idea what happened. John Thornton's case was the one where we finally fleshed him out. Oh, no, it was, it was a Thornton's. It's either Thornton's or Mooney's case. No, it was Thornton's case, John Thornton's case. The magistrate actually said that. I wasn't involved initially, but we actually got the attorney general to say at the end twice in two motions, if you don't do it, you've lost. What the hell's the problem, you dumb, stupid peasant? You pro se, don't you know how this works? We're screwing you, and you just haven't caught on. That's a fact. It's amazing. It's like a summary judgment. What they're doing. They're filing in because, and then what they do, this Judge Nelson, which is a corrupt, cowardly judge in Minnesota, a woman, she's the one that held John Thornton's mandamus for over a week, and we finally, clerk up there kept figuring out why it wouldn't show up, and she was holding it in her court. She didn't want it to go to the Eighth Circuit. Well, the Eighth Circuit finally got her to kick it loose, and of course, then they end up covered. Oh, we're going to make this an appeal. But that was several years ago. I'm a lot more dangerous now on research. I can blow these bastards out of the water, pardon my French. This is unbelievable, Fox. So anyway, Richard Rappert will be filing a new writ of habeas corpus. Back in a bit.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, well, we're back here, and so that's what's happening in a Rappert's case. There's going to be a new writ of habeas corpus ad subjunctium filed with new information that I've got. So we're going to load it up even more, but it's going to state there. The case that is really hot is we have one in Minnesota. Another one, Mooney, they got around and ruled and dismissed with prejudice the first reduced-to-judgment case I've ever seen. This is Judge Nelson. She ain't a judge. She's just a kangaroo. She's another lying inquisitor. She's the worst of the inquisitors. 3 months later, she gets an email threatening her. If you don't do this, we're going to file this and do that. And she's probably had a talk or two. All of a sudden, she does a reversal. Okay, so and it was dismissed with prejudice. She didn't meet the qualifications of dismissed with prejudice. I had an epiphany here. Yeah, right. Okay, well, whatever. Well, we know it didn't happen. So that case is going to be headed up into the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals. You can get into the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals if they exceed jurisdiction. And that court did. And we can prove it. Never been done. None of this stuff has been done before, by the way. We're going to go do it. And get it out there in the open. You don't win this stuff by sitting on the bench. None of this stuff is... I just don't know why... It's just hard to believe that... I know why the attorneys don't do it. Because they can't. Just like our attorneys in Alaska, if they cross the line, they have actually signed a Rule 5 and Rule 64 oath. They can't do constitutional law. That's right in their stuff. They don't even hide it if you go look. But the issue is, if they exceed the jurisdiction, the limits, then the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals, which is the only Article 3 court, you can get there. I found cases on it. So that's what's going to be happening, and it'll be Tuesday now because I can't mail it off Monday, so it gives me another day to tweak this up yet. That's in Mooney's case. We're going to go back that the dismissed with judgment must be, that judge must abide by it because that court which we can conclusively prove under 28 U.S.C. 132, quote, judicial power of a district court, end quote, then can be exercised by a single judge. That's just a few set little words down. Has no authority, and is not the same as judicial power of the United States. And it says right in the revisor's notes, which I've got that all researched out. Revisor's notes are good. It says it come from the territory of Hawaii. And it was done because of accepted practice. That's what they put in. Accepted practice, because we've been getting away with it. Well, there's a couple of reasons why they had to create the United States District Court. Because, you see, if all we have are citizens of the United States, they don't have any standing in a constitutional court. How do we know that? Well, first of all, the 10th Amendment, under the National Voter Registration Act, they challenged that and said, oh, well, that 10th Amendment doesn't have any application. Really? Did you realize that the 10th Amendment of the Bill of Rights has no application to a citizen of the United States? Right, because they just made the dang thing up. They made it up in 14 Stat 27, 1866, to have the same rights as white citizens. Civil rights with no political rights. Why would I want to be a citizen of the United States if I have no political rights? I'd have to have my head examined if I knew what I was doing. Why would I want to do that? If I don't have any political rights, I have no say-so in the government that's ruling me. That's our problem today. That's why I can say, and you've probably not heard this anywhere, you've heard it here a couple times, the Republic has been overthrown. And if you want to know how it happened, just look in the mirror. We've all contributed. I guarantee you. I've contributed. Unknowingly. But I did it. And I did it under the penalties of perjury. Because I used to vote as a citizen of the United States. If you are going to take these guys on and get off your butt and fight, you must have in the public record your status. And I'm going to try to get that done. I've been talking about it, but all this information just keeps coming in. Every time I think I'm going to do it, I get more information, but I'm going to have to just stop. I got enough now to hang. How many times do you need to hang them, I guess? You know, when they're hung, you only need to whack them once. You must have in the public record your status, because that's the world we live in that we're fighting in. There are no statutes of the United States in reality. There's no constitutional republics left except the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals. The Federal Court of Claims is in Article 1, but it's the window, the door to get into the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals. And then if they exceed their jurisdiction, you can do a mandamus to make them quit doing what they're doing in the Constitutional Court, the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals. And, of course, the Supreme Court of the United States does everything, and they've been covering this up with their twin speak. They know what's going on. These people have got up there. You can't write around the jug holes, and if you learn how to read this stuff, they know. But we don't know. That's the problem. And so it's just, I don't know what to say anymore. It boggles the mind that we could have gotten this far. But the average person, including me, when I was in business, I mean, I was dabbling in this back in the 90s when I had time. But you're running a business and you're doing all this stuff, and I knew it wasn't right. I'm trying to research it out. But the thing is, they have to have a lawful exercise of their prescribed jurisdiction. And that is in Prince Court versus, it's 478 F3D 1345, and they're citing Cheney versus the United States District Court for D.C., 542 U.S. 367. That's 542 U.S. 367, page 380. We can prove that the United States District Court is not operating in its lawful exercise of prescribed jurisdiction. They created the United States District Court to handle cases for citizens of the United States, unconstitutional stuff. Yep. And of course, that's where the old, in 1870, after they'd screwed the Negroes over with the Civil Rights Act of 1866, and they put it in the 14th, this 14th Amendment changed nothing. All it says is that the states could, or that Congress could whack on the several states or the people, the public officers, if we had them back then, which we would have, if you step and do any discriminatory acts. That's it. Didn't do anything else. Cruikshank Slaughterhouse said that. Supreme Court case said, what, you know, nothing's changed. We just think it has. We've been lied to. This is black and white stuff. So they did this, of course, in 1870. They did two things. They said, oh, by the way, you know all you black folk that we screwed over with civil rights? We're going to give you a way to be naturalized now. Oh, yeah. But we've already got the con set up. And, of course, the Democratic Party, during all this time, they were setting up the paramilitary arm, the KKK. I don't understand why the people can't figure out where the KKK is. God, it's black and white. They're a paramilitary arm of the Democrats. Also, in 1870, not only did they say that the blacks could be naturalized as, quote, citizens of the United States of America, end quote, but we had to do something else. Because, you see, we created a fictional law, a citizen of the United States. This is why Satan or Baphomet is, this is way beyond mankind's stuff to do. They were setting this all up for, all the stuff just locks in. It all comes together. We set up a, quote, citizen of the United States that sounds so deliciously correct. But at some point, we had to get around and have courts that deal with it. The unconstitutional stuff, because somebody's liable to catch on. So in 1870, also, the beginning of the 42-1873 lawsuits under color of law. What happened to the law? Oh, this is color of law. Looks like, but it's not. That's your title, 42 United States Code 1983 lawsuits under color of law. Isn't that special? Unbelievable what these guys have done. And what's even more unbelievable is the people that, I know why people have trouble understanding this, because unless you've been doing this a while, but that citizen of the United States is death. That is Baphomet's, that's Satan's lookalike. Plain and simple. Absolutely Satan's lookalike. He always mimics. It's always, without exception, there's always another double. Just like the all caps name when they did McAlpine's plea bargain. They put his name in all caps. Why would they do that? You take it, it had any significance? Then they get down to his name with the dentist and they put it in upper and lower case. In his business. They kept it in all caps throughout the whole thing. You're not going to win with it. But that's the other you. That, there's so much stuff that's... The thing is, you just have to know of what they're doing so you can see it. But you're not going to win with it. Because it isn't strong enough. There's more things. You must have your status in the public record because that becomes self-authenticating under Evidence Rule 901, Number 7. And you must attempt to vote as a citizen of North Carolina or a citizen of New York or a citizen of Florida. You must do those two things. I made I have the effort. And whether they deny you or not on the voting, you have to have made an application and have a copy of it. And you have to have your status. That's the only two ways you can get out, distinguish yourself from this citizen of the United States nonsense. Because everything, you've got so much stuff, all of us have, that says I'm a citizen of the United States. Your Social Security, your driver's license, your voter registration, and insurance, your bank account, it all ties into a... And that's why I look back. I don't know why I don't... It's very frustrating when I see... I keep filing these things away, and I don't follow up on it like I should, but I get busy. The National Voter Registration Act is a killer. Because there are... no elections. There are no elections for any public officers of the several states. They don't exist. Well, you can't have a public officer if you don't have elections for him, can you? And every one of them is a citizen of the United States. There's a few that are, I think Florida is a citizen of the United States of America, which is a status we all have. But that doesn't give you any rights of suffrage. That doesn't give you any rights to the elective franchise, because that is only in the several states within the territorial boundaries of the several states. Supreme Court says so over and over. Of course, they don't tell us this stuff because we're on a need to know, and I guarantee you, we do not need to know what the problem is. One of the most amazing cases that I found, other than that National Voter Registration Act, was this case, which is 259 U.S. 114, 1922 case, 259 U.S. 114. It's H-E-A-L-D. Healed or Held versus District of Columbia. This was just an amazing, that's one of two amazing, of several of it I found that just... This, I started looking into the National Voter Registration Act, I said, I got you guys. It's black and white by statutory now. The last paragraph. And it's upheld by six Supreme Court cases. Six of them. You think they might have probably got it right? Finally, it is earnestly, now what they're doing, they were talking, this is the subject of this, is taxation without representation. We hear that all the time. You can't tax me without representation. Want to bet? Because if you're a citizen of the United States, you don't have any of that stuff. This is the thing that we can do is in the District of Columbia. There is only one entity that exists, a citizen of the United States, and it's elective. It's actually a qualified elector in D.C., that is the only entity in the District of Columbia. And they are bound by the Internal Revenue Code, and that is a fact. And if you get outside of the District of Columbia, you're still stuck. So why would you sign up? Now, that getting outside is in the case of Cook versus TAIT. 1924 case. It's 265 U.S. 47. This is the guy that went to Mexico. Didn't change anything. Let me read the last paragraph of this, then we're going to get back to the other one. In other words, the principle was declared that the government, by its very nature, benefits the citizen. Benefits the citizen. You accept a benefit. This is all the way from Hayburn to Babcock, to Dismuth, to Musrat, all kind. Anytime you accept a benefit, shut up and accept the benefit. You have no rights and you have no remedies. Held over and over. The Hayburn case was back in 1792 or somewhere along in there. In other words, benefits the citizen and his property wherever found. Really. And therefore has the power to make the benefit complete. There's a mouthful there. Or, to express it another way, the basis of the power to tax was not and cannot be made dependent on the citizen of the property in all cases, it being in or out of the United States. Nor, was not and cannot be made dependent upon the domicile of the citizen. They actually use domicile. That being in or out of the United States, but upon his relation as a citizen of the United States, that's taking the benefit, and the relation of the latter to him as a citizen. You're getting benefits. The consequence of the relation is that the native citizen who is taxed may have domicile, and the property from which his income is derived may have citizens in a foreign country, and the tax be legal, the government having power to impose the tax. There you go, right there. Back to you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Okay, I'm back here, and we got a caller here. Let's see, Chris in Las Vegas. Go ahead, question, comment.
Hello, Ralph. This is Chris in Las Vegas, and I got a couple of things to add to your conversation you were talking about already. On the U.S. District Court, you'll also find that listed in Balzac, B-A-L-Z-A-C, versus Puerto Rico.
Yep.
It's foreign law. It's not American law. As
yes,
you said,
there's two different governments working here.
Also, to your color of law thing, the case U.S. versus Minker tells us that many are deceived out of giving up their rights under what appears to be the mere color of law. And so if you don't know your rights, you don't have any rights, and you have to zealously assert those.
Okay, is that a Supreme Court case, or what's the cite on that?
Yes, it is. U.S. versus Meeker. I'm in traveling. I don't have my citation to give it to me, but
okay,
M-I-N-K-E-R.
Can you spell the names in of it, please?
Sure. M-I-N-K-E-R, U.S. versus Meeker.
Okay, I'll look it up. Okay, thank you.
And there's a maxim of law that appertains to what you were just discussing about the benefit, and it's he who owes the benefit, who receives the benefit, owes the obligation. That's a maxim of law.
Yep. Plus many, many Supreme Court cases, holdings. Many, many Supreme Court says if you accept the benefit,
shut the
hell up.
Thank you so very, very much for your hard work.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I'm always looking for information for anybody. Okay, uh-huh. Check it out. Okay, so let's get back to this other one. So we no matter where you are in the world, you're saying, let's just go over briefly before we come out for the break. In under the DC-40 income tax return, it uses federal income tax. The same verbiage that's used in the instructions for the Form 1040. In the DC, they use the same 1040. They use the same W-2s. They use the same W-4s. They use the same 1099s. They have the same type of a setup. You think there might be something in common with a citizen of the United States, because in Minnesota or North Carolina, you have to use the old Form 1040. You have to use the W-2. You have to use the W-4. You have to use the 1099. Everything's the same. And you're using federal income tax, which, by the way, comes out of the 1939 Public Salary Act that says states couldn't tax feds, feds couldn't take tax, so let's make an agreement. And they did. And the next year, 1940, they said, oh, by the way, so we're going to be able to pull this off, we'll create the federal area. You're deemed to be in a federal area. So if you want to sign up in the fictional world in the land of Oz, that have got not one damn thing to do with the Constitution of the United States or the Constitution of the several states, oh, just say I'm in a federal area. Sign up. Well, I could have a corporation. I could be a stockholder. They ain't got, that's nothing to do with the Constitution of the United States or any of that other than maybe under contract law, but you have no right, you have no political rights, you have no civil rights. But a citizen of the United States does have civil rights. We're going to treat all of you that we've conned the same in court. Oh, no, but that's not really true. You see, if I'm a native in Alaska, I get special rights. I can shoot moose out of season. I can go fishing whenever I feel like it. I can catch all kinds of salmon. I can sell them over here at the bar, which I've witnessed personally and not get no problem. There's no prosecution. But I get to vote. But I have no right of the elective franchise. But like in Minnesota, I can go out and catch all the walleye I want in a lake, but you pale faces can't. For blacks, and if you're not a war hoop, you can't do it. This is how they assign special benefits and priorities, different things to natives, because if you were a true citizen of one of the several states, they can't give you rights. Congress can't over another citizen of that state. You're all equal. Back in a minute.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to